good evening. Imagine it's late, too late for new decisions, but your mind keeps making a case against you. You replay a meeting, a conversation, a misstep, and that voice, sharp, certain, reads you every time like it holds the final verdict. Tonight, I want to invite you into a different image. What if that voice is not a judge, but a roommate, an anxious one, who needs listening, boundaries, and a little kindness? Before we begin, a quick note. If what we talk about brings up intense memories or strong shame, you're not alone. Pause, step back, and consider reaching for support. There are resources linked in the show notes. Welcome to Lessons of Why I Love. I'm Nigel. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.
So here's the big question I want to carry with us. What if your inner critic is really a scared roommate, one who believes they're protecting you by pointing out danger, but who ends up making you small? Hold that question with curiosity for a moment. If that voice is scared, what would it need from you besides correction? What would it need so you can get back to living freely?
A quick story. A few years back, I had a day that started ordinary and then collapsed into a loop. I spilled coffee on a stack of papers, missed a call, and by noon, the whole day felt ruined. Not because the tasks were undone, but because my inner commentary declared me careless, incompetent, finished. I remember sitting in my car, heartbeat saying one thing and my mind saying another. Then a small moment shifted me. Instead of arguing back, I asked that voice a simple question. Why are you so worried? It wasn't dramatic. The critic softened, as if surprised to be asked. That small curiosity gave me room to breathe and to act with choice instead of panic.
Naming and listening. This is our first set of moves. Naming is gentle but powerful because it separates you from the commentary. Try this out loud when you're ready. Say, "Hello, I hear you. This is Worry Voice." Or choose a name that fits, Protective Pete, Alarm Bell, whichever lands. Naming doesn't mean you agree. It simply says, "Yes, I notice you." Once named, listen with curiosity. Ask two quick prompts inside your head. What are you afraid will happen? And what do you need right now? That second question is gold, because often the critic is asking for safety, certainty, or control. Two short scripts you can use when that voice starts to take over. One, "I hear you. Thank you for trying to keep me safe. I'm choosing a different response right now." Two, "I see you. You can have a moment to speak, but you don't get to run the day." Say those aloud if you can. Hearing them changes the dynamics.
Now, setting compassionate boundaries. The idea is not to silence the roommate with force, but to limit the ways it interrupts your life. Here are three audio-ready boundary phrases for common moments. For work stress, "Thanks for your concern. I'll take that note and come back to it after a 10-minute break." That gives the critic a window without seating the whole hour. For family or relationship triggers, "I hear your worry. I'm going to listen to you later when I'm calmer. Right now, I'm listening to the person in front of me." This protects presence. For self-care moments, "I appreciate you. I'm choosing to nourish myself now. I'll check in with you afterward." That last one is crucial. Self-care is not indulgence, it's regulation. Each phrase is short, respectful, and clear. Practice them like you would a script for a quick call. You're training a pattern. Acknowledge, delay, protect the present.
Okay, let's do a 1-minute compassion ritual together. If you can, sit comfortably. If not, simply breathe with me where you are. For the next minute, we're going to offer a few lines with two versions you can choose from. A faith-rooted phrasing and a secular phrasing. I'll lead both slowly. Allow space between each line. Faith-rooted. God, help me see myself with your tenderness. Help me hold my mistakes like lessons and not like final sentences. Amen. Secular. May I be gentle with myself in this moment. May I name this feeling and let it pass without punishment. Now breathe in slowly. Count to 4. Hold 1 beat. Exhale 4. Breathe again. As you breathe, say one of those lines quietly to yourself. If the critic speaks up, name it. "Roommate, I hear you," and return to the breath. continue for the next few breaths. You don't have to fix anything. Just witness and offer kindness.
A practical micro-task for the week. Carry a tiny listening log. Each day for 7 days, notice one moment when your inner roommate spoke. Write down the name you gave it, what the critic was afraid of, and which boundary phrase you used. That's it. 3 lines, once a day. At the end of the week, look for patterns. Does the critic show up mostly at work, at night, or before hard conversations? This tracking is not to shame. It's information. Also, if any memory or feeling becomes overwhelming during this practice, pause and consider talking with a trusted counselor or pastor. There are people trained to walk with you through deeper wounds.
Before we close, a brief reflection. When we treat our own inner life with tenderness, we expand the capacity we have to love others. The scripture that invites us to love our neighbor as ourselves assumes a foundation. How can I genuinely hold another if I have not learned to hold myself with care? This practice of naming, listening, and boundary setting is not a quick fix. It's a daily hospitality toward the parts of you that have been hardened by fear. Small invitations, repeated, change the household.
A few final notes. If the ideas here stirred up painful memories or severe shame, please use the show notes for crisis and counseling resources. Also remember, naming and kindness are not excuses for harmful behavior. If you're accountable to someone, pair compassion with real steps toward repair. If you found this episode helpful, subscribe to the show so you don't miss the next practice. Share this with a friend who might need to hear they can treat their inner life with gentleness. Thank you for spending this time with me tonight. Love who you are and watch the world change.